We are learning Masechtas Moed Katan, Daf Beis Amad Aleph, and we're starting new Masechta. Masechtas Moed Katan talks about Be'ikr, the first two prakim about Chol HaMoed, the halachos of Chol HaMoed, and the last parak has a little bit of Chol HaMoed and also about different Avelis, Shailis, and Nidui, different things. And it's called Moed Katan because of Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is a small yontif. It's Moed Katan. It's not a big yontif, it's a small yontif. And the Eretz Tzvi adds on a little twist. He says, just like by the moon is called the Ma'ar HaKatan, the sun's called the Ma'ar HaGadol, the moon's called the Ma'ar HaKatan. Why? Because it doesn't have its own light. It gets its light from the sun. The same thing, Chol HaMoed gets its yontif from the main yontif. There's no Chol HaMoed in the middle of nowhere. It's only from the yontif of Sukkot. So yontif of Pesach has a Chol HaMoed, therefore it's called Moed Katan. So the Mishnah start talking about the malachas that are allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is an Isser Malacha. It's a machlokes shonim, it's Isser Deraisa or the Rabbanon with a Smachta, but it's an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. And there are certain ifanim, certain ways that it's mutter to do malacha. And if it's the Deraisa, because Masru Chachamim, Masru, the Torah was Masru Chachamim to teach a certain way, or if it's the Rabbanon, it's possible why they can make certain Atayrim. And the Atayrim are, this is not everything that's mutter, but the things that are mutter are Dava Ovid, Tzarchi Rabbim, and things like that are mutter. And we'll see as we go through the Masechta different things that are mutter. So our Mishnah starts off with the Heter of Dava Ovid. That something that's going to get ruined, you're allowed to do malacha with that on Chol HaMoed, but you still can't do a tircha yisera, even though it's mutter v'dava avod, but tircha yisera is not mutter v'dava avod. Zok the Mishnah, mashkin beis hashlochem b'moed uveshvius. On Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to water a beis hashlochem. Beis hashlochem is a field that needs water, which means rainwater is not enough of it, and this field only grows if you water it manually. And so the halacha is that you're allowed to water it on Chol HaMoed, because if you don't water it, it's going to get ruined. You're not going to have any crops for the whole year. So you're allowed to water it on Chol HaMoed. And Shvius, the same thing. Even though Shvius is also to do Avodas Karka, but if it's going to get ruined, you're allowed to be mashkit. Bei Memayin Shiyotza V'Tchila, Bei Memayin Shlo Yotza V'Tchila. Sai, you're allowed to use a spring of water that was just created, or something that was here for a while. Now, what's the chiddush? Because when you make a spring and you make a little aqueduct to bring it to the field, it's like a ditch, and it might collapse. Now, if it collapses, you're going to have to redig the whole aqueduct, and that's a tirchi yaseira, and that's not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. So maybe the Vahavamina, that if I use this type of aqueduct that was just built, there might be a chshash, it's going to fall apart, and I'm going to have to redo it, and now I'll do it on Chol HaMoed. So maybe you shouldn't be able to use that to water the field. Kamash Blon, you could. So Mashke is a shlochan b'moed of a shvius. Beim Mayin Shiyotza B'tchila. Say if it's a brand new aqueduct, a brand new stream of water. Beim Mayin Shiyotza B'tchila. And this water is a spring underground. Underground, they dig a ditch, and that makes the water shoot up through it, and they lead it into their field, and it waters the field. They create, it's a well that has a current to it because it's mine, and they direct it towards their property through like a little furrow or ditch and a little stream. And so the halacha is that you're allowed to water your field from either one that was here for a while or it's a brand new one. Either way, you're allowed to do it. Aval ein mashkin lo yimegashamim. I guess the way you water it, you open up the dam and you let it go in. But you're not allowed to be mashke from megeshamim or megekilon. Megeshamim or megekilon is al tirchi yaseira, because megeshamim is like sitting water, and then you take pails and you bring water from this little lake to the field. That you're not allowed to do because tirchi yaseira. And megekilon is from a well water, but you have to go deep into well water, take it out with a pail, and bring it here. It doesn't have its own current to come here. Those things are not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed because it's tircha yaseir. It's too much work. That can't be done on Chol HaMoed. Ve'ein oisin ugiris l'kfanim. You're also not allowed to make these circles in the ground, these little holes in the ground near the vines, and water pools in those holes. And that keeps everything fresh. You're not allowed to make those holes on Chol HaMoed also because Tirchi Yaseir. Rav Elazar ben Azar Yoimeh, Ein Oisin Esa'amo B'tchila B'moed Uveshvius. You cannot make a brand new aqueduct on Chol HaMoed or on Shvius. And we'll see in the Gemara what's the Issa exactly Shvius. But the halacha is that you're not allowed to make a brand new aqueduct on Chol HaMoed. And Shvius according to Laz Mazari. But Chom argue on Shvius. Chom Imrim, Oyisin is Amah, but Bechilim is Shvius. That on Shvius, you're allowed to make a new aqueduct. And the Mishnah goes further. Masaknin es HaMakuk Hela es B'moed. You're allowed to fix a Makulkel, a ruined aqueduct on Chol HaMoed. That means even though we said you can't make a, if it collapses, you can't redo it, that's making a new aqueduct. But if it's made already and there's some like bricks in it or stones, you're allowed to clean that out and fix that up on Chol HaMoed. It's not just a big tircha, and you're allowed to do that. Huh? Look, the Argon and Shvius.
On the ratio of the Mishnah?
No. No. He says, Eino, he says, I'm Bechil HaMoed. You can't do it. Can't make a new aqueduct. Everyone agrees to that. That was one of the reasons why we said the chiddush is mine. Shiras v'tchila. We're not worried. Might fall. But you're not allowed to make a tchila. And the chamer agreed to that. The only argument on shvius. But a masaknes mukakelas b'moyed. Huh? Good. Masaknes mukakelas b'moyed. You could be masakin a ruined aqueduct on Chol HaMoed. Or masaknes is kilkulei hamayim shusarabim. They have these water sources, like a source of water that was Shirabim, a water cistern. You're allowed to clean it out also on Chol HaMoed. You could carve it out. You could fix the roads. Now, all these things we're reading now are all Tzarchi Rabim. Now, Tzarchi Rabim, the halacha is, even Tirchi Yaseira is Mutah Chol HaMoed. So we said Dava Ovid is Mutah, but not Tirchi Yaseira. But Tzarchi Rabim is Mutah, even Tirchi Yaseira. And if you look at the Rosh, he explains the reason. Very practical reason. It says, you're allowed to do Tzarchi Rabim. V'chol Eilu, I'm reading your Lashon Rosh and Simon Vav. V'chol Eilu, Af HaPish Shehoya Tareach Gadol, Ufa Hesia. It's a big Tircha Es Fahesia. V'kiva Melach HaMoed. And you planned it for Chol HaMoed. It's called Mechav Melach Te LaMoed, which is usually a no-no. Here, it's by Tzarchi Rabim, it's Mota, why? Af HaPikin Hitalehem. So Tzarchi Rabim in Nigmarim, Tzarchi Rabim never happens, El B'Shas HaBatala. Only when people are off. It's like the kedera of two people that, you know, everyone pushes on the other one. So the only time Tzarchi Rabim get done is when everyone's off. So therefore, the Chazal allowed you to do Tzarchi Rabim Chol HaMoed because that's when it will get done. It'll never get done if not for that. So that's the halacha of Tzarchi Rabim. Masaknas kolkuli ha'mayim shu Rabim. V'choyit noy soya masaknas misadrachim. They fix the roads. V'sarachoyvois. That's like the highways. V'smikvois ha'mayim. V'mikvois. V'yis in kol Tzarchi Rabim. Do all Tzarchi Rabim. U'mitzayinim v'sakvaris. You could be mitzayin the kvaris. They used to mark off the kvaris that the kahanim should know, or even the shreilim in those days should know, because if they eat anything that kachim or whatever it is, that they have to know if they're tamei or not. V'yotzin, and the halach is that they used to be mitzayin the kvaris that they could do also, and that Tosfos says reason because it's not even a tircha. V'yotzin af al kalayim, and also this was the zman when they went out al kalayim to see if people are growing kalayim and to remind them to get rid of it. And the Gemara will talk later on that we already had as a Megillah, it's really Mishnah Shkolim, that Yotzim Afal Kalayim was an Adar, not on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara will talk about that. And like this last line is really nothing to do with Melacha, it's more like a mitzvah, like Tosfos speaks out, and the Mukiyeh says it's just a Zman. The Zman was, the time of going out Kalayim was Chol HaMoed. So Ad Kana Mishnah, in our Mishnah we learned that something that will be a Hefsid, you're allowed to do work for it, but you can't do Tirchi Yisera. Even though it's something, you can't do tirchisera. Even though it's something that will be a loss. So zok the Gemara hashda yesh loymar memayin shiotsa v'tchila. So now it says in our Mishnah, you let water the field siphon memayin that was just created recently, or something that was created a long time ago. This aqueduct. So frek the Gemara hashda yesh loymar memayin shiotsa v'tchila the osila and pulei mashkin. If the Mishnah tells you already that you let use a brand new spring to water your field, even though the chashash will collapse, you still got to do it. So you have to tell me, why do you have to tell me of a mayin shlo yotze b'tchila? It's a very interesting Mishnah. It says, you're allowed to use a mayin that yotze b'tchila and lo yotze b'tchila. If you know yotze b'tchila already, you know lo yotze b'tchila. Why do you have to repeat that over? What do you have to say that for? And for the Gemara, Amri Itzrich. We need this, because eat ton of mayin shlo yotze b'tchila, if it just said that you're allowed to use a mayin that was just created, have mina hachahu. Dafka with this type of mayin, the base of shulchan and base of baaloi, that only a base of shulchan which needs water is mutter, but base of baal that's enough with rainwater, and the only reason you would water it is only to make it better. So then we say there you can't water it. Why? Because it might collapse and you're gonna have to fix it. There's no chash of collapsing. Which is not going to collapse. It's a mayan. It's already established. Ema afilu beis habal nami. Even let it water a beis habal, which is a field, doesn't need it. It's not a shaila of get a loss. Just getting better. And maybe then you would be allowed to do it. And the only reason why it's usher in our Mishnah is only because of it's a mayan shiyos v'tchila and tzachshash of mpule and tirchi yaseira. So you would think, but if it's not a chshash, it's established mayan, even based on v'al's mutter, k'mash malon, lo yishna mayan shiyos v'tchila, and lo yishna mayan shiyos v'tchila, any type of mayan, based on shalchan, in dafki allowed to water a based on shalchan, based on v'al loy, but you cannot water a field that doesn't need the water for its own existence, it just needs water to make it better. That is not mutter on Chol HaMoed. So now Gemara just goes into language a little bit. What do you see from the word beis hashalchan that it means it's thirsty, that it needs water? The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Va'at oyev v'yageya," you are tired and thirsty. Matagaminon, "Va'at meshalhi v'lo'i," and meshalhi the hay can be switched off with a ches meshalchi. So you see, meshalchi is lashon of being tired, hungry, thirsty. That's the lashon of shalchan. Means that it's settled, it's calm, it's settled, doesn't need anything. The chesiv says in the pasuk, this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, ki yival bachar basula, yivalucha banoyich. So it says, just like a husband and wife live together, their children also will be comfortable. And the targum taiches, metergaminon, are kamo de metoisiv oilam in basulta. Yes, yavim begavach benoyich. You see, metoisiv is loshon yival. It's loshon of being ragua, of being calm, of being settled. And that's the base of the balance. Doesn't need any rain. Doesn't need any water manually. It has rainwater. It's settled by itself. So akaponim. That's the base of shalchem and the base of baal. Now, what do we see in our Mishnah? We see in our Mishnah two chedushim. First of all, that b'mokim pseida, b'mokim a loss, you're allowed to water something on Chol HaMoed. That's number one. Number two is even a mokim that's mutter to water something, but it can't be with a tircha yaseira. It can't be extra tircha. That's a two chedushim. Where do you see that? Because it says, "Eim esaknim es ha amah." It says, "Oisim es ha amah." You don't make a ein oisim es ha amah b'tchila b'mayid. You can't make a fresh amah. That's one case. And more case. Avloy mashkin loy make a sham loy make kilon. Why can't you make sham and make kilon? The reason is because tircha yaseira. That's more the right of a loy. You see, you cannot have tirchi yaseira. What? Not tzarka rab. No, tzarka rab is tirchi yaseira. It's mutter tirchi yaseira. Here, that's tzarka rab. Watering your own field, it's not tzarka rab. Tzarka rab means things that belong to the rab, not belong to the yachid. So we have in our Mishnah two chedushim: pseidas mutter and the halacha is tirchi yaseira will still be yaseira. So man tana, who is the tana? Like Taisa speaks out that we're looking for the tana because we know it's not Rav Meir. Because we'll see later on, Rav Meir holds even harvacha is mutter. So who's the Tana of our Mishnah? We're looking for the name of the Tana of our Mishnah. Man Tana, the Pseida in Havacha Loi. Number one chiddush is that Pseida is Mutter and Havacha is Loi. You want to make it better, that's not Mutter. You see, you have to understand, Havacha is not called law. Some people think, like, that it's called Dava Avid because I'm only going to make $800,000 here, not $1 million. It's Dava Avid. I'm losing $200,000. That's not called Dava Avid. That's called Menias Harvacha. You're not going to make the $200,000. That's not called a loss. Loss means you lost something. A loss of principle. That's what loss means. A loss of principle. Or if a business is going to go down, that's a loss of principle. Also, his whole business will go out of business. That's a loss of principle. So
what's the difference in what you're
saying? Very simple. Because
business is going to go down, but from here.
Right, that's not a loss. You didn't have it yet. Very simple. You didn't have it yet. You just didn't make it. That's not called loss. Loss means something you have. That's the word. That's the lock and call of mind. A loss means something you have, you're going to lose. But if you don't have it yet, you're not going to make, you're not going to see the same gain. That's not called a loss. That's called not gaining. That's also a call of mind. Only pseid is mutter. Havacha is us. So pseid means a loss. So if you have a customer who always buys from you, and then you lose that customer, so you're losing something existing.
You lose a sale.
No, it makes a difference. You lose a sale, because it's missing Harvacha. Because I just told you, something you have is a loss. Something you don't have yet is not a loss. It's very simple. Something you have is a loss. If I own $100, it falls in my pocket, it's a loss. If I didn't make $100, it's not a loss. Let's say if you didn't make $100, it's a menias revach, it's not a loss. So my time to say the in Harvacha loy. Vafilu, and that's number one. Chiddush 101 is that pseida is mutter, havacha is not. Number two, vafilu mokim pseida, mitrach na'am mitrachinan. Even a pseida, a tircha yisera is also. Who is the Tana like that? These two chedushim. Om Rav Huna, Blazmi Yaakov, it's the sheet of Blazmi Yaakov. Tana with the Mishnah. Blazmi Yaakov, Omer, Moishchen is a mayim me'ilon le'ilon, v'vaj li'ashke es esad kula. You're allowed to schlep water from a tree to a tree. We're talking about here, trees need water manually. But there's still in a field that doesn't need it. The field that has other vegetables in there, or tvua, or grains. It does not need water, the whole field. But these trees need. So the halacha is, if one of the ilanos didn't have water, and you had to bring water from one tree to another tree, you'll have to do that on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because it's a pseudo. But you cannot water the entire field, like Rashi says. But based on Balkamayri, the harvachi, it's harvacha. Amar harvacha milsa also Rabbeleza. Rabbeleza holds it's also b'harvacha. So what do you see? So our mission, Rabbi Yaakov holds harvacha is also. Freite Gemara, Emor the Shamit le Rabbeleza harvacha deloy. All you see from Rabbeleza is they can't do harvacha. Tircha, but what I'm saying to Mishamalev, you don't have a second chiddush. We said there's another chiddush on Mishnah. You can't use Megisham Mekilim. Why? Because Tircha Yisera. That you don't see from Lezvi Yaakov. So still, we're not sure which time is our Mishnah. It's not Lezvi Yaakov, it's not before us. Lezvi Yaakov just says that. What? Huh?
Why can't you learn it from
the Because the base of Baal, that's because of Arvacha. That's also because of Arvacha, like Rashi explains. That's because it's the base of Baal, it doesn't need it. It's only for Arvacha, so it's not because of Tircha Yisera there. So Elo Amra Papa Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Tana Rabbi Yehuda, like we see the next Brisa. The next Brisa, we're gonna have three Tanaim, and our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The title into the Brisa. Mayna Yotze Betchila. A brand new Ma'ayin, like we learned our Mishnah, two type Ma'ayin, an old established Ma'ayin and a new Ma'ayin. A new Ma'ayin which had a chash of collapsing still, Ramea holds Mashke Mimenu Afilu Soda Beis Habal, the Ramea. Even a base of Baal is mutter to water, because Rameir holds, Harvacha is mutter. You're allowed to water something to make it better. Because if you're not going to do it, it's not going to go better. So you want to make it better, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. That's Rameir's Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Ein Mashkin El Asada Beis HaShochen Shecharva. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only can water a base of Shlachim, not a base of Baal. Rameir said a base of Baal. He says, no, only a base of Shochem. Only a field that needs water. Shecharva, we'll see the word Shecharva means in a second. No, loikach loikach. Neither one could be watered. Why not? Because let's rezari yomar loikach loikach. Why not? Because it's a mayin hayoytze betchila that might fall down. Yes, like in the bright side of yes, again Rabbi Yehuda lo yifna adam amas hamayim v'yishkel yinosa v'chavasa. You shouldn't reroute the aqueduct to water yegina and yechurva b'chol shemayid. Why not? Because the tirchi yisera ad kan ha brisa. My charva. What does it mean? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein mashkin el asada v'shalchan shacharva." What does charva mean? Ilem charva mamish is mamish destroyed. Lo malu the mashkuloi. What do you have to water for? It's not here anymore. It's destroyed. Amabaya, va'amabaya shacharva mayin ze v'yotzla mayin acher. That the original mayin was dried up, and I'm rerouting this other mayin, not v'yotzla, and the other mayin came here. I'm opening the dam for a different mayin for the ilah. So what do you see? So Rabbi Yehuda holds clearly that Beis HaShochet only is mutter. So you know what he holds? The first chiddush, he holds Harvacha Zasa, Beis HaBaal Zasa, say there's mutter. And number two, he says Dafka Amayin is mutter. Mashma make Shomim or make Kilon Zasa. And even more, he says that you can't do a Tirchei Seira by where he says Lo Yifna Adam Amas Amayin. So we see from here, Rabbi Yehuda is a Shita holds Pseida's mutter, and even then Tirchei Seira is Zasa. Rabbi Mazaria, Malikach, Malikach, Loishnoch, Chorav, Mayino, Loish Loichar, Mayino, Mayin, Shiyotza, Vatchila, of brand new, not established Mayin, Loy, you cannot use to water your field because it might collapse and you come to Tirchi Yaser. So, Kaponim, we're learning our Mishnah is the Tana Rab Yehuda. So, afraid to Gemara, or my, I can just really get out of this. It's not, you can say it's not Mamish Rab Yehuda. Why? Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about a case where it's a brand new mayin. So maybe the dafka over there, Rabbi Yehuda says only based on shlochem and not a based on baal. So let's read inside. I can like come Rabbi Yehuda based on shlochem and based on baal loy. El mayin shalosu v'tchila only a brand new mayin. Dilma asin lepuli. Mayin collapsed. A mayin shloyotzu v'tchila. But a mayin that was established already. But a mind that was established regularly, also the pulley dog shasha fall down. Maybe a fill a base of Baal, not me. Maybe it's even mutter by base of Baal. And Amr says no one. Amr says, Bein mind, Shiyotz v'tchila, Bein Shiyol Yotz v'tchila, base of Baal is also. And Rabbi Yehuda, all you see is that he answers by a non-established mind. By non-established mind, there he says, base of Shlach and in, base of Baal noy. You don't see anything more than that. So afraid the Gemara, no, I'll tell you why it has to be Rabbi Yehuda. He came and sees the Maya. Like, who else will be our Mishnah? Who's our Mishnah going to be like? If not Rabbi Yehuda, Aman to Ramya, who are you going to zetz our Mishnah like to? Elo Rabbi Yehuda, lo yishtamayim shosu v'tchila, lo yishtamayim shnoi yosu v'tchila, beis ha-shochanin, beis ha-ba'alo. You have to say, Rabbi Yehuda holds that say established mayin, say non-established mayin, it's beis ha-shochanin, beis ha-ba'alo. So why do you say mayin shosu v'tchila? Why do the Brayos say like that? V'hai li tona mayin shosu v'tchila, l'diyach ha-koyche d'ramei, it's in a chiyosh ramei, that even though it's a brand new mayin, that fill mayin ha-yoyitza v'tchila, mashke v'meno fill us on the ba'al. And even though it's a brand new mayin, you still could water a beis ha-ba'al, which is Harvacha, even though it's brand new, it's a chshash and pule, still for your mayor, but will be mutter, and that is the chiddush of the Braisa. I want to say chiddush all the way, say shlo yotz b'tchila, say chiddush Rav Yehuda, that there is machmir, by established mind that based on that. So Taisa says, koyach de atera adam. It's always better to say koyach de atera. And another question that Taisa is busy with, why can we say it's of Lezim and Yaakov, and even if he didn't speak out the part about Tirchi Yisera, say, who else the Mishnah is like? It must be like him. So Taisus explains, because Rav Yehuda, at least two things are the same, because we find he holds Asas Tirchi Yisera, and number two is, he says, Beis a Shlochin and Beis a Balnat, so it makes more sense to say, our Mishnah is like Rav Yehuda, so I can put him, that's our Mishnah like Rav Yehuda, and the two things that we know are, that Dafka Mokim Seid is Mutah, not Havacha, and number two is, that it's Tirchi Yisera will still be Asi, even by Mokim Seid.